Hey Cheryl, how's it going? It's Brian calling you back from Kelce Insurance.
Brian Braley's phone is glued to his ear. He's the flood insurance specialist at Kelce Insurance in Falmouth, and the flood insurance business is booming.
You know, an off-Cape agent, even one that's coastal, like in Hull, which has a lot of flood, they'll do like maybe one or two flood insurance quotes a month. I do like two a day.
13,000 people on the Cape and Islands have flood insurance. It's a separate thing on top of your basic homeowners or business insurance. But if you're in a flood zone and you owe money to the bank on your house, hotel, or any other kind of property, you pretty much have to have it. And the common complaint?
It is very expensive, and the coverage is not very good.
Don Filio is co-owner of the Beach Breeze Inn down by the Falmouth waterfront. Like most people, he gets his policy through the National Flood Insurance Program. It's a government program run by FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. And it covers up to $250,000 of the cost to rebuild a home and $500,000 for a business. But if Filio's hotel really gets flooded out, this payout wouldn't even come close to fixing it. He says the rules and restrictions around flood insurance don't make a lot of sense.
And when I ask the questions of the insurance people, they don't have the answers either. They can only say, this is what FEMA requires, this is how the things were put together, here's what it's going to cost, send us your checks.
The cost of flood insurance depends mostly on what kind of flood zone your home is in and how much of it is expected to be underwater in a 100-year flood. The average cost on the Cape is $1,300 a year, but there is a way to lower that. Shannon Jarbo works for Barnstable County on a program that gets towns insurance discounts in exchange for reducing their flood risks. It's a federal program called the Community Rating System, and there are 95 activities that communities can get credit for.
So the biggest one, and it's really successful on the Cape, is open space preservation in the floodplain. Some other things are hazard mitigation planning, public outreach.
Others include maintaining stormwater ditches and enforcing the state building code. So far, 8 out of 15 towns on the Cape have signed up. Orleans has the highest rating. Its residents get a 15% discount. Chatham gets a 10% discount and has put limits on building in high-risk areas.
The towns that I like to see the most are the ones that are looking at zoning changes that would limit new development in the floodplain so that we're not putting too much in harm's way for the future.
People can lower their own costs by doing things like moving their heating out of the basement, installing flood vents, and, most drastically, by moving their homes up or out of flood's way. Cape Cod properties in the floodplain are worth over $10 billion, but only 35% of those homes and businesses are insured against flooding. Back at the insurance office, Braley says that people try to get out of paying for flood insurance all the time, but he thinks it's short-sighted.
I hear a lot of people say, I live nowhere near the water. You do. You do live near the water, and that's the cost of living by the sea, is if you're in a flood zone, you have to have flood insurance.
The cost of flood insurance is rising every year. And despite its limited coverage, the National Flood Insurance Program is broke. It's over $20 billion in debt to the federal treasury, and that's a debt that we all pay for. The model is far from perfect, but Jarbo, with Barnstable County, says that it's the best option we've got.
If we were to get hit with a major storm, our best insurance policy as a community is having individuals have flood insurance policies, because there's not a lot in terms of other government assistance to put your home back together.
The National Flood Insurance Program expires on July 31st. Congress will have to decide whether to renew it, to reform it, or to just let it lapse. For WCAI, I'm Ping Huang, Falmouth.